My name is John Prout. I'm 15 years old.
And I'm Sam Davis. I am 13 years of age.
We interviewed Ed Johnson on November 8th, 2008.
There's a lot of historical things in the North Side. Okay, North Side at one time was its own city, the city of Allegheny. Pittsburgh was across the river. This is way before my time even. The city of Pittsburgh was so dirty that the upper echelons of the rich people did not want to live in the city. So they moved to the North Side, and they called it City Allegheny. And if you're familiar with the area around here, Western Avenue, they called that Millionaire's Row. Ridge Avenue, that was million. I mean, there was beautiful homes there. Same thing up here on North Avenue, up by Allegheny General Hospital. That was all real big homes. Eventually, the city of Allegheny got taken over by the city of Pittsburgh, so it's all one now. Well, Beaver Avenue was the main drag in Manchester. And at my time, it was all stores. There was grocery stores there, appliance stores, furniture stores, shoe store. Everybody in the neighborhood, we walked. No one had no cars. I didn't have a bike. We didn't have a car. We walked every Saturday. My father and myself, we would walk from Woods Run Avenue, which is where I lived, down here to Federal Street, get our shoes shined, walk down Federal Street to go into downtown Pittsburgh. Of course, we had telephones, of course. Now, talk about telephones. We had what they called a party line. There was three or four other houses on the one telephone. So when you picked the receiver up, you had to make sure there was no one else on there before you got the operator and told them where you wanted to call. But if the next door neighbor was on the phone, you had to wait, or else you listened in on their phone conversation. You don't do that nowadays. Cell phones, forget it. There was no cell phones at that time. Converse was the tennis shoe at that time. It was a high top, black and white, had a circle with a big C on it for Converse on the side. That was the tennis shoe. If you had them, you were up on the top. Most of us just had regular shoes or barefoot. I still go barefoot today. Your teacher, Mr. Henderson, he always yelling at me, "Don't you have a pair of shoes?" I said, "Nope, I'm barefoot all the time." Clothing, the big thing was Levi's. If we got a pair of Levi's, that was it. Nowadays, you see people walking around with holes in their jeans and that. Back then, we were ashamed if we had there, but you got a hole, Mom would patch it. She always had a rag bag that she would take out a patch, and most of the girls wore dresses, skirts, and blouses. They didn't wear pants. A group of kids would get together. We'd play games outside all the time, whether it be hide-and-go-seek, release, football, baseball. We weren't in the house. We wanted out of the house. We went outside to play. Like I say, we didn't have the televisions that you have today or the video games that you have today. We were a gang, yes, but we were a family gang, okay? And like I say, if you needed anything off of anybody, everybody was willing to help. I was born on the North Side. My father was Irish. My mother was German. North Side had a large German population at that time. Matter of fact, the home I lived in was my great-grandfather's home. It was one of the first houses on the North Side on Woods Run Avenue. When I was first living in the home, there was actually a creek, which was an open sewer, ran down the front of the house, and we had to walk across the bridge into our house. Growing up, I started out as a newspaper boy. From newspaper boy, I went to work in the grocery store. In the grocery store, I stocked shelves, rang register. Once I graduated from high school, I was what they called a stock boy at the time, and I worked myself all the way up to be a supervisor in a meat plant. Now, we processed meat for 65 stores in the Pittsburgh area at the time. The chain was called Kroger's, which is no longer in Pittsburgh, but it is still the largest grocery chain in the United States. And then I lucked out and got a government job with the post office, which I retired from after 20 years. North Side is a unique area. The neighborhoods back when I grew up were very closely knit. I mean, everybody knew everybody, and everybody was willing to help everybody. And as far as growing up, all the adults looked after all the kids. So, you know, you were in big trouble. Violence? Very little, okay? Like I say, the neighborhoods were so closely knit, there was too many people to watch you. We got in a little bit of trouble here. You break a window or something like that, but there was no gang fightings or something like that. Today, gun violence, we had none of that back then. I mean, if you got in a fight, it was fisticuffs. So best man won, you go get a Pepsi afterwards.